The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, I guess all good things come to an end. I don't think any of us expected it to end last night, but hey, it did. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, weekend's almost here. I'm getting the sense most of you are not working right now. You're just tooling around the city and blocking up all the freeways, but that's okay. Well, whatever you're doing, we'll get you home. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you?
More stuff than sports today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a stuffy kind of day.
It kind of is. I've been doing a bunch of stuff today for Sports Map, and then I had a couple meetings. So I've been driving around a lot today. I have seen some absolutely weird crap. First off, I need an opinion on this. If you're a guy who wears like a really nice suit with a bow tie, are you allowed to drive an F-150?
White guy or black guy?
White guy.
No.
No, right?
No, that's weird.
Yeah. Isn't that not bizarre? But that wasn't even the most bizarre thing.
Black guys pull off the bow tie.
Yeah, black guys can wear bow ties anywhere.
Black guys, like, they've got a really versatile, they can have a really versatile suit game and shoe game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think we've talked about it before, but, like, white people can't wear purple shoes or orange shoes or yellow shoes or green shoes. Black guys can, and it doesn't look that weird. I think, Jong, your people can too.
Yeah,
I think Asians can wear.
Because Jong wears some of that stuff and it actually works for him.
Yeah. But if I showed up one day in orange shoes, you guys would be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
you
where's your boyfriend?
You look like a lunatic.
Yeah.
I mean, Raheel does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Raheel wears children's size clothing and no one says anything to him about it. I don't understand that. But yeah, black guys, they can wear different kinds of suits than what we can wear.
But like an older white guy with a really nice suit and a bow tie, he's supposed to be driving a Mercedes or a Chrysler, even a high-end Chrysler. You're not driving an F-150.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird, isn't it?
I would think it's kind of weird.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I drive an F-150.
I know, but you don't wear a bow tie and a suit while you're doing it.
No.
To breakfast.
No.
That's the other thing. The guy was leaving breakfast.
That is weird. I bought a new suit yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw you were online buying one.
Yeah. They had a deal where they were like, their suits were, it was like this crazy one day deal. And I got a $750 suit for $99.
Nice.
And
plus shipping and handling.
Yeah. It was free shipping.
Oh, okay.
Free shipping.
Wow.
So it was in 30, I mean, I don't know what there was some kind of a fee or something. And it was like, my total was like $120 or something like that. Because I paid for, when it comes in, I can take it to the store and they'll alter the trousers for me.
Yeah.
So I paid for that. So it ended up being like $120. But it's got a vest. And I've never owned a suit with a vest before.
Interesting.
And it's gray, like a light gray, not a dark gray. So I went outside my box yesterday, too. Maybe dudes in F-150s are just trying to step up
change
their fashion
game. Maybe so. But if you were going out at night, and I knew you were going to an event dressed like that.
Right.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, breakfast?
That is weird.
Yeah. But that wasn't the weirdest thing that happened. The weirdest thing that happened was I was driving downtown, and I'm always very cognizant of pedestrians because I know I almost get run over all the time. And I guess it was old guy day because there was some old creepy looking guy, and he's crossing the street, and I'm waiting for him. And he points his umbrella at me like he's admonishing me for daring to turn right. And as he's walking across the street, he's pointing his umbrella at me the whole time. And, of course, I'm going through my head like the Terminator for appropriate responses, right?
Mm-hmm.
My first one is, okay, pull the car over, go grab that umbrella, shove it up his ass, and open it. OK, Okay, I skipped past that one. Second one, accidentally slides your foot off the brake. And just put a little scare into him. You know, skip past that one.
Good call.
Yeah. Third one was make sure he can read lips.
Okay.
And I skipped past that one. Finally, I just laughed at him because the guy's obviously weird.
That was your choice?
That was my choice.
Okay.
But I'm thinking to myself, first off, why is he being aggressive with his damn umbrella? I mean, I'm 20 feet away from
him. Why has he got an umbrella today? It's not even
well, that's the other thing. But the second thing is, if he's pointing his umbrella at me and he's being aggressive with it, does he really think that's going to stop my car if I want to run him over? I think I have enough power behind the under the engine there that the umbrella's not going to do you much good.
Yeah, that's not going to stop anything.
But he looked, and it wasn't like he was a crazy homeless guy either. He looked like a crazy old professor, like old gray-haired white guy.
I caught the exited off of 610 today because I normally exit off 610 at Post Oak. And then cut through the Galleria that way because the quicker you can get off 610, the better it is. So I could get off at San Felipe or even at Westheimer, but that just means more time sitting on 610. Well, it was particularly backed up this afternoon, so I exited Woodway Memorial.
Yeah.
And I've done this the last 2 days in a row. And the same guy has been there both times. He said he's got a sign that says he's a veteran.
Yeah.
And it's the last day before he's evicted.
Interesting.
He had that sign yesterday. 2 days
in a row. Okay.
And yesterday he had that sign and he had a backpack on the front of him with like a tiny little puppy in it. Like almost like too tiny for a dude to be carrying around. Like it should probably be with its mom still.
That's a pretty good act there.
It is.
I bet that works. I bet that's really sympathetic. The veteran puppy eviction.
Yeah. It had me thinking yesterday. I didn't have any cash on. I almost never have cash.
Right.
But if I had a buck, I would have thrown a dude a buck. Today, though, I drove by there. The same dude in the same spot. And this time, the bag is on the ground. And it's got its own sign that says puppy for sale.
Oh.
It's like, dude, it went that downhill that fast? I mean...
Actually, that puppy for sale is a good thing too, because then somebody will give him money. Don't get rid of your puppy. I'll give you money for him. But
no, people, dude, homeless people shouldn't have dogs.
That's true.
I feel so. I mean, obviously, I feel bad for anybody who's living on the streets. But if you're living on the streets and forcing a dog to live on the streets, it's like, oh, that's bad. That's bad.
Well, the dude's probably got a condo in River Oaks.
Probably does.
And he's making $2,000 a day doing
from
this.
His condo. It's the last day.
We'll see if he's there.
So was yesterday.
See if he's there tomorrow.
Yeah.
But 832 says, AJ, don't tell all of them about the memorial exit. It's been great so far.
Well, I mean, okay.
The only thing I don't like about being down here, and this happened last night after our show, is I go down Alabama to 610.
Right.
Right past the Galleria. You're getting people who are after work drunk traffic over there in addition to shoppers now.
Yeah, shopping traffic is so horrible.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's the time of the year.
I mean, I guess it means the economy is booming, right?
I hope so. I hope that's what it means. People out spending a bunch of money.
It means that America is great again.
It means that they're all excited about those new tax cuts.
Right.
And how they're going to help.
Jong, how are you going to spend your tax cut?
Save it? I got a wedding I got to pay for. I'm not going to benefit from this.
You're going to benefit greatly.
No.
Your management.
No.
All you management guys are going to benefit. It's the everyday working man, me, who's not going to benefit very much.
Yeah. Somebody pointed out he probably found that dog on the street and he's using him as a prop.
Dude, it's like a tiny baby puppy.
Well, people abandon those all the
like
time.
Like eyes barely open.
Mm.
But, I mean... Who's buying a puppy like that off the side of the street with, I mean, it's not like it's got papers or anything, but I mean, people just, you can just go to the pound and get a puppy for like $15.
Less than that, really.
I should have asked what he's charging for the puppy. I should have rescued that puppy and just given it to you for Christmas.
I don't need another puppy. I've got too many animals in my house as it is.
Jong, I should have given it to you.
Two freaking cats, a dog, and a wife. I don't need anything else in my house.
You don't have any pets, do you, Jong?
No, I don't.
I should have given him that puppy.
What kind of dog was it?
I don't know. A little white dog. I gave both you guys beer for Christmas. I should have given you beer and Jong a puppy. That was a mistake on my part.
That would have been a good idea.
Next year, Jong.
You're gonna get me the puppy that the same homeless guy has.
You know what? where's Juggalo Trey still here, right?
Yeah, he's still here.
I should send him to go buy that puppy, and then I'll give it to him for Christmas.
What if he asks, how much are you willing to pay?
Wait. Think about what you're saying here, because you're asking Juggalo Trey to go someplace around here that he doesn't know to find a homeless guy.
I mean, Memorial and 610.
Yeah, remember what happened last time? Guy didn't even know what Westheimer was.
Yeah.
You might want to think about what you're considering here. We'll never see Juggalo Trey again.
All right. Well, maybe it's not the best.
Yeah. I mean, it's an idea if you want to jack with Juggalo Trey.
I mean, wouldn't Juggalo Trey like a puppy?
I don't know.
You going to ask him to do the Christmas stuff, the songs?
I was going to, but we're out of time now pretty much, aren't we?
We still have tomorrow.
Yeah.
He can record something real quick with Michael.
Okay, that's what I'll have him do.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be at Nick's place tomorrow, by the way. So come on out there. Promises to be a fun time. By the way, just a public service announcement. Went by the Specs downtown today. I need to pick up some other gifts for people.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up, they have the Harvey's Remnants from Whitmire's, which I got one of those, and there's about five left. And it's really, really good. So you might want to, if you're interested in a nice high-end bourbon, I think it's $80 a bottle. So but it's great. And they also have tons of the BBH Espresso in there now.
Okay.
So for Carbach fans, you heard us talking about that beer. So, but I will warn you, Specs this time of year, you might want to plan for being there a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's busy.
Yeah, it's really busy. But they have some good stuff in there. So, you know, last minute, if you wanted to get somebody a gift, like, I don't know, maybe your favorite radio host. You just wanted to get them a BBH Espresso. That would be where to go to get them. All right, guys, if you've got a vehicle that's, you don't know what to do with it. Maybe it's been sitting out in your backyard. It's been sitting out in front of your house or in your garage, and you were going to fix it up or you're going to sell it. You didn't really know what to do with it. Well, how about donating it? And a lot of Blitzers have done it. And you can be the next Blitzer to do it. And it could be a car, a truck, motorcycle. How about an RV, tractor? Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it's got flood damage. They will come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. You can do it online in less than a minute. And here's the best part. Your donation's tax deductible. So you could still get in by the end of the year here if you do it in the next week. And you can get rid of that old clunker and do something good with it. You donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card on top of all that. And that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. These are good kids that have had to drop out of other schools. They get a second chance here. A lot of them had transportation issues getting to school. Well, they get them bus passes. Some of them just needed glasses. Well, they get that for them. That's what that money goes to, is to help these kids. And so many of them graduate and do great things, and it's all because of your donations. So give them a call today, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. Well, it's all because of me. Now dance, but dance, man. I never had a chance. And no one even knew it was really only you. And now you lead the way. My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Hey, guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to betdsi.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Hey, 2017, bye. Nice knowing you. And was it for you another year of thinking, I'm going to get out of this crappy job someday? If so, why haven't you considered an IT career? Is it because you're not a math whiz? Is it because you're not great with computers? It doesn't matter. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, so make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Be happy to take some calls. So, the Rockets' streak ended last night.
Yeah, I mean, very strange. It looked like they were going to come all the way back.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
which they always seem to do.
They were just getting trounced early on. And then they come all the way back. They tie it up. And then the Lakers go on a 10-0 run and close them out. I mean, it's just a...
I think the injuries just finally got
I think
to
that's
them.
What it is. And they're beat up. Chris Paul leaves that game.
There's no Capella in the game.
Yeah.
Mbamute's been out.
God, Ryan Anderson... Remember a week or two ago, we were talking about how good he's been?
Yeah.
Boy, the last three games, he has been a steaming pile. And, yeah, the injuries are starting to wear him down. And, you know, especially down the stretch when P.J. Tucker fouled out, I was like, well, it ain't happening now.
No.
No Chris Paul, no P.J. Tucker, no Mbamute on the floor, no Capella. Defense is out of the window right now.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what happened. And, but my favorite thing was all the people on Twitter. So I'm like, see, I told you they were overrated.
No,
like, really? Listen. Really?
I got nothing but good things to say about this team right now. 25-5, 30 games in. I wouldn't have sneezed at that. But Kyle Kuzma had like the game of his life.
Yeah. Somebody at Harden camp. Harden put up 51 points last night.
Yeah, he did okay. He's all right.
But they'll be fine. I mean, this is just one of those things that happens in a long season, but you know what's funny? As great as they've been, what are they, a half game ahead of the Warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, but it's no surprise the Warriors are where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's not a, I can't believe the Warriors are playing this. That was to be expected.
It's funny because we've been talking about how great the Rockets have been. They've had, one loss in their last 21 games, and they're a half game ahead of the Warriors.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to pull away from those guys at any point, but, it's one of those that you just say, okay, throw your hands up and move on.
When you watch that game last night, you see Lonzo Ball. What do you think of that dude? Do you think he's
It's not fair because I look at him and I see his dickweed dad and I just think, I kind of want him to fail.
Yeah,
it's not fair, but
To me, he's failing for. He's not failing necessarily.
No, but I want him to.
Right. But he's doing what I kind of expected him to do. And I knew he was a bad free throw shooter, which point guards today in the NBA are bad free throw shooter. That's a
problem.
Pretty big. And I'm
that's
not talking like, yeah, he's a 65% free. He's a sub 50% free throw shooter. He's like Shaq level free throw shooter, and he's a point guard. The guy who handles the ball. That's not good. It's just, I think that the pressure for him to succeed on a team that is still pretty devoid of talent is starting to catch up with him a little bit, starting to pile on.
Yeah. Hey, Jong, did Lance and John have a Talk Sports guy call in today?
They did. I think they did. I didn't hear it, but I was explained it. Somebody called in and asked him, won't they talk about like the scores from some game that happened on Sunday?
And what did he say? Sports are stupid?
No, I don't know. They wanted them to talk more sports and give scores rather than talk, you know, other stuff. Give the scores out instead. I'm like, don't you have a phone? Don't you have TV for that? Don't you have the internet?
I'm guessing that's like a really old dude.
I don't know. I can dig it up.
Yeah, I'm just curious because Talk Sports guy is the worst. Because that's usually a guy driving around who wants to do a radio show. And right. If I had a show, all I'd talk about is the score and the box score.
Right, and your show would suck.
And you'd have no sponsors and you'd die.
Yeah.
So, yeah, somebody says you have to play it. It's hilarious. So, yeah, pull that because I'd like to hear it. But, you know, there's – especially by the time – We get Talk Sports guy all the time. I'm sorry about your small penis.
I think most of the guys who, anybody who calls our show now with the Talk More Sports take, like just stumbled across the show.
Yeah.
Because people who have been listening to us for a long time, they know the deal.
Yeah.
Like, this is barely a sports show.
There'll be a segment where it's all sports, maybe even an hour where it's all sports. And then there might be a segment or an hour where it's just whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Right.
And that seems to work for us, so we'll keep doing it. But Travis says sports guy thing was hilarious. Sounded to be late 30s or early 40s.
So like my age-ish?
Wow. I would think much older. Well, it's either much older guy or it's complete nerd guy.
Man, I got hit today with something that made me feel really old. I went to Walgreens. This is the too much information part of the show. My wife is dealing with her lady time, and she wanted some like cramp medicine.
Isn't that the worst when you have to go buy that?
It's bad enough as it is. And
you just have the defeated look on your face when you go there. It's right. Like, okay, yeah, I'm totally being a bitch here.
But more often than not, the people at the store understand your plight.
It's not the people in line behind you don't, though.
No, I don't care about them. So I go up to the counter, and it's the only item I've got. And the lady says, do you have – it's like Walgreens. So she said, do you have your member's card? And I was like, no, I can put my phone number in.
Yeah.
So I put in my phone number, and while I'm typing my phone number, and she's like, ooh, that's interesting. And I said, what? She's like, are these for your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter? And I said, yeah, for my wife. But all I was thinking was like, first of all, bitch, I how am I going to have a daughter that's having I'm still not that old. All right. And secondly,
you could have gotten somebody pregnant when you were 16.
I mean, technically, yes. But the other thing is, who like calls it out? Like, who's the checker who holds it up and was like, ooh, that's interesting. Like, just scan the item and put it in the bag.
And what business is it of yours who it's for?
Exactly. Like, if I would have bought condoms, would she have gone, ooh, someone's getting lucky tonight? Like, who does that? Come on.
Maybe that was a sneaky way to ask if you were single.
I mean, look, if I'm a guy going to...
Maybe she was hitting on you.
If I'm going to buy cramp medicine, that's a pretty good sign that I'm in a committed relationship. You know,
unless she, you know, she saved the daughter for last because that's what she was hoping, right?
I don't know.
So it's for your daughter. So, because any guy who's going to go buy that for his woman's probably a pretty good guy. He'd be a good catch.
I don't think so.
And you're a good earner. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, everybody's saying that was Radio Gold. We need to play it.
All right.
We will. We will. John will get it. So, somebody said Lance absolutely ripped him a new one in his funny New York voice. It was awesome from Greg. Yeah, I don't know who asked you that, but the worst part is when you have to go buy something like that and there's five people in line behind you and they're all looking at you like, you know, what a putz you are. I'm like, man, I'm trying to do something nice here. I guess they're all looking at you because you're not getting laid.
Yeah.
They probably have that figured out. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Some good stuff on Sports Map today if you haven't checked it out yet. Column from Barry Laminack. Got a fun column from John Granato on what he wants for Christmas. And it's all sports related. And also a story on the Rockets losing streak or winning streak coming to an end. And a bunch of, for you high school guys, we have a bunch of Vibe content. So go check it out. And there's going to be a lot of cool stuff starting after the first of the year. Lance Erline's going to be doing some stuff for us as well. And we'll be doing more videos. So keep checking out the site and hopefully you're enjoying it. And I'm certainly enjoying doing it.
So. Yeah, we'll play some of this on the way back.
Okay.
When we come back. We have Chris Harris next.
Yeah, we have Chris Harris next to talk fantasy football for those of you who are left.
All right, let's do this at 4:45.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We're doing that appointment radio thing, huh?
Yeah.
Look at us.
Cross promotion. Cross promotion.
Couple pros we are here.
Oh man. That's not like us.
No.
We can't do that. All we can do is tell you, hey, if you're going to get in on the action, you need to do it at mybookie.ag. Start cashing in on your game day picks. There's bowl games going on right now. NFL, you still got going. You got hockey, you got NBA, you got college basketball. And MyBookie has the best odds in action for players big and small. And how about this? If you want to try your luck in a casino, MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hands. You even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. So you can sit there and play on your phone. And the other cool thing about MyBookie is if you're into horse racing like I am or greyhound racing, you can actually bet that on the mobile device, which you can't do with a lot of these other sites. And when you score, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Give them a call right now, 844-900-2387, and mention promo code RADIO, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online. You can even sign up on your phone. That's simple. Just use promo code RADIO. Visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, and I get to do the rest of the show soaking wet.
That's what she said.
We have some alcohol and whatnot in the other room for a party, and somebody had shaken up one of the Schweppes things, and I went and opened it. Yeah, boom, all over me.
Nice.
And all over the table. So whoever did that, you're a dickweed. I'll tell you who's not a dickweed, Chris Harris, runs harrisfootball.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at harrisfootball. And, well, for those of you who still have championships going, like AJ, like I'm sure Chris does, there's some last-minute advice here. As we wrap things up. And, like, for instance, let's say Zerline was your kicker and was making a difference for you. Not that it was for somebody in this room. What do you do with something like that last minute here?
First of all, not a dickweed. That's pretty high praise, so I appreciate that very much. I don't have a lot of great kicker advice for you. Pick one that scored a lot of points. They're random. Like, I realize Greg the Leg was better than random. And
he was not
random. Felt like a very high-scoring offense, but the fact is, I don't play in kicker leagues anymore, and I remember years when I had Steven Gostkowski on just the most dominant of those Patriot offenses, and then you'd get to week 16 and he'd kick four extra points. So probably the advice would be try and find the kicker who seems not to have likely to a snow game or a high wind game, who's on the highest scoring offense, and just hope that offense gets stopped a few times.
I've got an issue. I made it to the championship basically because I was able to pick up the Alfred Morris Rod Smith combo and play them on the right weeks. I don't have that luxury anymore, and I'm down to my flex spot. Is Mike Davis a guy you trust, would you, in a PPR situation, would you rather be with a guy like James White or Dede Westbrook?
I don't really trust Mike Davis. The only thing trustable about him is it feels like a relatively safe workload, right? Because there's everyone else is hurt.
Unless
there's
they no get down by 80 points pretty quickly.
What's that?
Unless they get down by 80 points real quick, like last week.
Well, right. And I mean, frankly, it's a terrible offensive line. I'm not sure even if they're not down 80 points that they run successfully. You know, they don't throw much to him. It's usually they throw it to McKissick. So I just can't get super pumped up about Mike Davis. You know, then again, if I'm, you know, I'm also not super pumped up about James White the way he's been used, because there are going to be some folks who liked Rex Burkhead quite a bit and were riding him, and he got hurt against the Steelers, and he's going to miss the rest of the regular season. So does White become a bigger part of the game plan? I can't tell you. It's the Patriots. Mike Gillisley probably will be active and could steal some touchdowns. And then, you know, so for me, probably I'm choosing between Davis and D.D. Westbrook. And I think in a PPR, I'd be apt to go Westbrook, but you know the deal. Everybody, whoever has to make a flex choice, knows the deal between a running back who you feel like, okay, I mean, if they're going to run, they're going to get a running touchdown, it's probably him, versus a receiver who's just going to get fewer chances, likely, but then again, can sort of have a higher upside and make a big play against the 49ers. And I think probably knowing that in the fantasy playoffs, my general lineup advice is, like, if it's close, shoot for the higher upside guy, because you're probably playing against a pretty good team and you could use some upside. So maybe in your case, I go Westbrook. But I feel like that advice for lineup construction in the finals, kind of, if it's close, shoot for the guy you think has the higher upside.
All right, I like that.
I have one from one of our listeners. He's had the Eagles defense and it's done him well, but do you put in the Bears against Cleveland? Do you stream the Bears this week?
I do. I have the Bears 7 this week against the Browns. I have the Eagles 9 against the Raiders, so it's awfully close, and I could be swayed either way by the letter of the law. I guess I say Bears, but, you know, it could go bad. They're not good, and I guess partly that rank is because I just put the Bears a little higher because of Deshaun Kizer. I think Deshaun Kizer has turned the ball, I think, 25 times, which is
that bad?
Absolutely incredible. So I assume there's a couple of turnovers there. You know, I would say for ideas about defenses and stuff like that, honestly, you know, look at the website, Harris Football. I sort of do all the work on Tuesday, and now I kind of don't remember my reasons.
You still doing the podcast every day, pretty much?
I am. One more week. I have one tomorrow, and then four next week, or three or four next week, I can't remember. And then it's off into the sunset.
Are there any leagues that actually do their championship next week?
Well, you know, ESPN, actually, my old stomping grounds for 8 years, they actually spread their finals over the final 2 weeks. They do
so
a two-week cumulative point final, which I love everybody at ESPN, so I don't want to say bad things about them, but that's a terrible decision, and it's sort of cynical because they basically want more eyeballs on their stuff for one more week. But, anybody who has a league that's set that way, next year, make sure you tell your commissioner to go in there and change it, because it's just no fun trying to guess who's going to play in week 17.
Can you change your lineup for the last week, right, in that scenario?
Oh yeah.
That seems kind of weird too. Seems
well
to me,
I mean,
yeah,
you know, the problem is then somebody picks up, remember Gerald Jernigan? Like, somebody picks up Gerald Jernigan or Matt Flynn and they go bananas in week 17, and you're like, oh cool, I lost because of Matt Flynn.
So for, well, you don't do kickers, but for people who are on a kicker league, if Robbie Gould's out there, is that your best option right now? Or is there anybody, if you lost Zerline and that's a guy who's scoring a bunch of points for you?
I mean, I just don't think there's a right answer. The reason I've sort of weeded kickers out of what I do is it's like saying, hey, here's this deck of cards. Like, you know, I can't tell you. Like, the San Francisco, are they going to be able to move the ball against Jacksonville? You know, I have my doubts. And if they move it just well enough to get in field goal range, it could be a big 5 field goal game again for Robbie Gould. But, you know, it could be a shutout too. So it's, you know, kickers, sort of that 7th generation of randomness out of what's already pretty random. I just think that folks probably shouldn't stress too much about it, because I just, in the end, don't think you have a lot of control.
This week, the Texans, who I noticed looking at your defense ranks, you have dead last, 32 out of 32, which is pretty rough considering the expectations to start this year. But so you're assuming they're going to be playing from behind. Do you get? I mean, obviously DeAndre Hopkins is a must play, but are you looking at Steven Anderson? Are you looking at Will Fuller this week because knowing that they're going to be chasing points late?
I'm not, because every time I think a team is chasing and then they wind up being in it, like remember that Steelers-Colts game? Actually, the Steelers have a really nice way of keeping teams in games, to be honest. I'm not. I'm probably in the finals not going to get clever. Like, I guess Anderson, if you're just completely out of options, tight end is such a gnarly position. I would rather someone see if, say, Cameron Brake got waived in your league, or maybe it's Antonio Gates because Hunter Henry's out for the year. It feels to me like that's probably a safer bet. With someone like Anderson, you're just sort of hoping for a touchdown. I'm not going to play Fuller. I have to. He's a good player, but I have to imagine that most teams in the finals have just some option, right? You lost Antonio Brown, but heaven knows, I hope you have somebody better than Will Fuller.
All right, that's Chris Harris, runs harrisfootball.com. You can follow him on Twitter at harrisfootball. And always good stuff, my man. Appreciate the time. And I guess, are we talking next week, or is this it?
I mean, that's up to you guys. I'm glad to do it if you want, but I'm also, I get it if people are over it. But if I'm not back, let me say thanks once again. I mean, I've been coming on for years, and I love your show, and you guys are super fun to talk to. Thank you for having me.
Well, I think we'll do a little wrap-up next week, even if it's short, like a five-minute deal, some things that we can look ahead to the offseason with. So appreciate the time as always, man, and we will talk to you then.
All right. Thanks for having me on again.
All right. Chris Harris.
All right, guys, got to tell you guys about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Listen, you may be thinking, I'd love to find a way to help a kid this Christmas time. And good news, Dirt-Free's, they're making it easy for you. Clean your carpets, your floors, help disadvantaged children at the same time this Christmas. Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning is partnered with Toys for Tots. They'll clean a free room of carpet with any purchase. All you have to do is donate a new unwrapped toy when you call 281-DIRT-FREE. You donate that toy when they come out to clean your carpets, upholstery, or tile, and they'll clean one room of carpet free and throw in a free speed dry. That's $159 worth of free services. Hurry and call now. Get a free room clean with a speed dry with any purchase just by donating that toy. 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They've been doing it for over 30 years. Cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. And still time, man. Still time to get over there and celebrate the holidays and get 20% off factory direct prices on select mattresses. And how about this? Besides that 20%, there's great showroom specials on pocketed coil mattresses. And guess what? You're already saving 50% over what you would save if you went to a retail store, because they make the mattresses right there. I mean, handcrafted quality, custom fitted. So you're going to get a bed that you sleep great on. You're going to save a bunch of money. Now you're getting 20% off factory direct prices on select mattresses. So get on by there. See Yuval and the gang. And they are going to put you on a mattress that you're going to love. I love both of mine. And even when I get in trouble and have to sleep downstairs, I get to sleep on a great mattress, because that's what you get at Texas Mattress Makers. Everything's quality. And you're going to sleep better than you ever have in your life. Give the gift of sleep today while you sleep your best during the season. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer. They love the Blitzers. They take care of you. And you know, you can also go to TexasMattressMakers.com to check out the great beds that they have there. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.